All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Lost Theory, so let's go ahead and get started. Yeah, I know, we're kind of just behind a little bit. Bear with me, you know, testing some things out, sleep meds, stuff like that. I'm having some sleep issues here, so I'm trying to find something that's gonna work. Anyway, let's get started. Oh, let me turn that fan off. You guys probably won't hear it, but it's pretty audible on the... I mean, when I was listening on my cell phone, I couldn't hear it, but you guys might. Anyway, let's go ahead and get started. So, hints. I know exactly what we're gonna do. A while later, hearing footsteps moving across your bedroom, you realize they're here. You try your best to stay relaxed while squinting so you'd look asleep, but still be able to see.
I can't believe you're actually doing this. Shh, you wake him up. I changed my mind. I don't want to see it. Chill out. I'm only gonna take a peek.
This is where I startled them last time. This time, I'll just keep pretending I'm asleep.
Here goes.
Hovering over your crotch, Chloe carefully pulls down the elastic band around your underwear, sliding your cock out.
Wow, it's bigger than I thought it'd be.
Can't believe a complete stranger is doing this. Where the hell did Jess even find someone like this?
What do you think, Jess? Is it as big in real life as it was in your dream?
Even though the lights are off, you can actually see Jessica's face blush.
I'm not sure, but I think I've seen more than enough. This is really starting to get weird. It's not weird at all. What would be weird, though?
Chloe sits down and wraps her hand around your shaft.
Was if you started doing this.
Saying this, she starts stroking your cock. Holy fuck, she just grabbed my dick. Gotta stay calm. I can't let them notice I'm awake.
What are you doing? He's gonna wake up. Only if you don't quiet down. I can't watch this anymore. Why? Afraid you'll get turned on by it? Ew, you're so gross. You know what? I'm out of here. Suit yourself.
After taking one more unusually prolonged look at Chloe stroking your cock, Jessica starts leaving the room.
I love winding her up like that. Now, what should I do with this?
Whatever you want. Startled by the sound of your voice, Chloe gasps and immediately turns towards you.
You were awake this whole time?
Yep, and thank God I was. I'd hate to miss this.
You naughty, naughty little boy.
Boy, look at what you're holding. Still want to call me boy?
I suppose not. So, since you're awake, I might as well ask the man himself. Would you fancy a hand job?
I reckon I sure might. I'd love one, but since we're being so forward, would it be too much to ask for a blowjob?
I don't think so. Don't be too disappointed, though. I'm told I give fantastic handjobs, so it should be more than enough.
Go for it then. Taking up her own challenge, Chloe enthusiastically begins pumping your throbbing hard cock. You know, I'm kind of wondering. She says, well, I've been told I give really good hand jobs. Is there like just a bunch of men that go around?
Yeah, Chloe's the best. Yep, you gotta get it from her. It's the best hand job I ever had.
Like, there's just a bunch of men that
It's definitely Chloe. That's the one. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to get a hand job in this town, I'm going to her. She knows what she's doing. She's got hands of the gods. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. You weren't lying. She don't seem like she's doing all that much, but I'll, you know.
Told you. I'm awesome at hand jobs.
Yep. Fuck. Yes, you are. Okay, there we go. Now there's something a little more interesting. Seeing the pleasure you were feeling only makes Chloe stroke harder and faster. And just like she said, it doesn't take long before you're close. Ah! Ugh, that was...
phenomenal? Extraordinary?
Whatever word describes the combination of both.
There isn't one.
After this, there should be.
Aren't you quite the silver-tongued devil, huh?
Just expressing gratitude is the least I can do, madam.
Noted. Now, I'd better go get cleaned up and get back to Jess before she gets too annoyed.
Damn, her voice is so close to what I hear around these parts. Like, you know, I live in the South, so I hear this a lot. That and the hood talk, I hear both of them. So I'm skilled in redneck and hood. I know both of them. Good idea. Sometimes you get redneck and hood. By the way, I know this might be dumb to ask concerning what just happened, but who are you?
Chloe.
Yeah. I've gathered that from the damn... Yeah, I already caught your name, but... how do you and Jess know each other?
Oh, I'm her ex-boyfriend's sister.
Oh! Wait, Josh?
One and only.
I had no clue he even had a sister. Let alone that you and Jess were close.
Oh, we're close, all right. Real close.
With a flirty wink. Chloe walks out of your bedroom. Oh, so they're doing the thing with the... ah! Alright, I see what's going on. There's some rug munching going on in there. What was that supposed to mean? Oh well, I should probably just get to sleep for now. I'm sure I'll learn more about this chick in the future. After all the excitement, you fall asleep in minutes. Lucky fucking bastard. Ah! Feeling angry? A car alarm waking you up every morning? Now for just $9.99, go fuck yourself. Alright, so I know how to do this. Would you like to continue Jessica's photo shoot story or just go into her room? Continue the photo shoot story. If I want to try doing the photo shoot with Jess again, I need to get the day off. Might as well do it using the same method that worked last time. I hope I can pull it off convincingly enough. Following the exact same sequence of events like last time, you walk downstairs to have breakfast. Said good morning to your mother, only to soon after faint at the bottom of the stairwell. As you came to a minute later, your mother again decided it'd be best if you took the day off. And because she had to go to work, Jessica would be the one responsible for taking care of you. After she leaves, you and Jessica sit on the couch for a while, watching the action movie you knew Jessica wouldn't enjoy. The two of you talk for a while, and you butter her up by stroking her ego. Before you know it... with Jessica standing in the middle of the living room, you took out your phone and opened the camera app. Just relax, okay? Do some poses as though you were going to send these to a guy you were into.
Easy peasy. Only for you, they'll be safe for work ones.
Whatever you're comfortable with. Ready?
Yep.
Whoa, nice one. You sure know how to work the camera, huh?
Shut up.
I'm serious, okay? Let's try another one. Really show me what you got. Nice, even better than the last one. No idea you're such a natural.
Does it really look that good?
Looks incredible. Now let's do one more. Obviously we've seen this already. Be a little more sexy now. Make me drool. As her inhibitions melt away, you can see a sparkle in Jessica's eye that you never noticed before. She's loving this and doing flirty suggestive poses in front of you. Well, she doesn't seem to be bothered by it so much anymore. Way to get into it, Jess. These are going to turn out amazing.
To be honest, it's all thanks to you. To think you, of all people, would inspire such confidence in me is, frankly, shocking.
Who knows? Maybe I've found my muse.
I wouldn't go that far.
Hey, since this is going so well, how about we take this upstairs?
What did you just say?
This is the part where she clammed up after misunderstanding what I'd meant. I think it'd be a really great idea to continue the photo shoot on Mother's bed. Especially since it's so big and spacious.
You think? You don't think it would be a little too provocative?
Not at all. I'll make sure it's sexy, but still tasteful. Jessica pauses for a moment, considering the idea.
You know what? Screw it. Why not?
Awesome. Let's go. You and Jessica head upstairs to your mother's bedroom. As you enter her room, Jessica leaps onto the bed.
It's crazy how comfy this thing is. I wish I could have a bed as nice as this one.
That was the whole idea. So you ready?
I'm not really sure what poses to do.
Just like before, do whatever comes natural. Feel free to go a little sexier, though. We do have a bed to work with, after all.
Alright, I can do that.
Although initially unsure of herself, as though she's done it 1,000 times before, Jessica slides right into an incredibly sexy position. I do like this one. Of course, there's her nude, but I prefer the clothes.
This okay? Not too much or something?
No, I think it looks okay. Her head didn't need to be poking up, though. Hell no, it's perfect. You take a picture. Let's go again. Remember, whatever pops into your head.
Sure thing.
Okay, that looks weird. Look at her neck. It's like an alien or, I don't know, like a corpse. If the head is just kind of hanging. That's kind of what that makes me think of. That's really bizarre position for her. Wouldn't strain your neck like that.
What do you think? Good?
Terrible. Grim, good doesn't even begin to describe it. Okay, see, it looks good from this profile. Gotta say, it's like you were made for this, Jess.
Thanks.
See, that one's a good classic pose. Yes, they're gonna give me a nude option. But I like her with clothes on. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It suits her. You take another picture. You know, I've just had an idea.
What is it?
Just hear me out, okay? If you're not comfortable with it, that's fine, but how do I phrase this so she doesn't shut me down? What if you took off your top and faced your back towards me? And this can be done really well. And maybe turn your head to look at the camera. You know, that mysterious and seductive routine, which has been done a lot.
Oh, one of those kind of poses. Isn't that a bit too sexy?
I don't think so. It's a pretty standard one that a lot of models do. Absolutely. And you'll have your back turned, so it's not like I'd see your breasts.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
Yeah. As long as you don't show the cans, everything's good.
Okay, I'll do it.
Matter of fact, the less you show with the cans, the better.
Just make sure my boobs aren't in the shot.
Exactly. Of course. Turning her back to you, Jessica removes her top. See, she does this pose, which is okay. I think it could be done a little better. It's not my favorite pose. I see what they're going for, but it's just, something's just off. You know, it's not perfect for me. Getting into the pose that you suggested right after. You look really good. I can tell how great this shot's gonna turn out.
Thanks.
She says this quietly in a timid manner that you rarely heard from her before. And again, you take a picture. Got it. So I guess that's probably enough for...
I actually had one more pose in mind.
You do? What is it? Without saying a word, with her hands covering her breasts, she turns around to face you. And I do like this one. It's a nice pose. Well, wow. Hardly able to make eye contact, Jessica shyly looks away from you, her cheeks turning a bright red. You're making her nervous, brah.
Like it?
The way she asked this, you weren't sure if she meant whether you liked it from a technical standpoint, or if you just simply liked how it looked. Or how she looked, rather. You look beautiful. A small, shy smile creeps along Jessica's face.
That's nice of you to say. Thank you.
Okay, don't move a muscle. With Jessica now looking directly into your eyes, for some reason you can't help but feel intimidated, even though you've seen her more naked than this before. Even though you've received a handjob from her and performed oral on her, it just feels so much more intense knowing she's doing this completely of her own volition. Not drunk, vulnerable, and easy exploitable as she's been before.
Ready?
Oh, yeah. You take a picture. Got it. And I think it was probably your best one yet.
Cool. So, can I get dressed now?
Sure. Once again, turning her back to you, Jessica slides back into her top. While we're getting along so well, maybe I should push my luck a bit more. Hey, I was just wondering if you had any plans for tonight. Of course she does.
Kind of. Why?
This might sound a little crazy, but I just had an idea for another photo shoot. That's a good pose.
Really? Can't we just do it now?
I wish we could, but it wouldn't be possible during the day.
Sounds dangerous. What did you have in mind?
What would you say to doing a photo shoot tonight at my school?
You're kidding, right? At your school?
Yeah. You can wear a schoolgirl outfit and we'll take some pics of the front of it.
First of all, I don't have a schoolgirl outfit. I'm 25.
It says 26 in the text.
And secondly, isn't the whole naughty schoolgirl thing a little cheesy?
Maybe a little, but it's cheesy because people love it. As for the outfit, I know a place to get one.
Hmm. You really think it's worth going to all that trouble?
Definitely. As someone who follows more than a few girls on Instagram, you can trust me on that.
Well, I suppose there's no harm in giving it a shot, right?
None that I can see.
Fuck it then. Let's do it.
Awesome. I'll go pick up the outfit and we'll head off later tonight once everyone's gone to bed.
Sounds like a plan.
You go by the outfit and tell Jessica where and when to meet you. Later at the arranged time.
Fuck, it's cold.
Not sure how, though. The weather's been pretty okay for the last few days. Never mind, you'll get warmer when you start posing. How's the outfit?
No schoolgirl would ever wear something like this.
It's a fantasy, Jess. Doesn't matter what anyone would actually do. All that matters is what looks good. And you in those clothes? It looks damn good. Also, no pain, no gain, right?
Easy for you to say. You're not the one standing half naked in the freezing cold.
Fair point. Don't worry, though. This shouldn't take long, I think. And on the upside, it's a full moon, so the light should hit you perfectly.
Good. Now let's get started before my nipples get frostbite.
Just like earlier today, Jessica gets into a pose while you set up the shot with your phone.
How's this?
Pretty good, though try not to look like you're about to turn into a block of ice.
Just take the damn picture.
Okay, okay. Noticeably agitated, you snapped the first photo. Got it. Let's move on to the next one now. Covered in goosebumps and shivering, Jessica quickly tries finding a new pose.
This is good. Take the photo.
You sure? Maybe it'd be a good idea if you...
Just take the goddamn photo. I'm about to catch hypothermia.
Not wanting to feel Jessica's wrath, you immediately take a picture. Done. Now how about...
Oh, fuck this. I can't do it.
What do you mean you can't do it? I went through all the trouble of getting the outfit, and then we came all this way.
I know that, but I'm freezing my ass off, and I can tell these pics are going to turn out lousy because of it.
Guess you have a point. There's no reason to keep doing this if...
Unless...
Huh?
How about we do it in there?
In the school? I know it's been a while since you went to high school, but generally the doors are locked at this hour.
No shit. Still, why should that stop us?
A mischievous smile appears on Jessica's face. I don't understand.
Just follow me.
Grabbing you by the hand, Jessica drags you towards the school's front door. See? Locked.
With any luck, not for long.
pulling a bobby pin from her hair. Jessica fiddles around with it a little, sliding it into the lock shortly after. You aren't going to try doing what I think you are.
Shush, I need to focus.
For the next few moments, you watch Jessica jiggle the bobby pin around inside the lock, seemingly struggling to achieve what she set out to do. And then...
Gotcha.
What in the actual fuck? You did not.
Oh, yes, I did.
How'd you do that? When did you even learn to do something like that?
One of my ex-boyfriends taught me. It was probably the only positive thing that came from that shitty relationship.
Huh, well, thank you, ex-boyfriend.
Alright, let's go in. Wait. There aren't any security cameras inside there, are there?
Look at this place. What do you think?
Just making sure. Okay, let's go.
Once inside, you and Jessica decide to do the photo shoot in a classroom. Let's get some light in here. With a flick, you switch on the lights.
Much better. And warmer.
Holy crap, I still can't believe we're actually doing this.
God, you're such a wuss. This doesn't even crack the top 10 of crazy things I've done. God, you're such a wuss.
Alright, there she goes. There's just another... Okay.
This doesn't even...
Yeah, you're a real badass.
How about we start with one up against the blackboard?
I like it. With her adrenaline going, Jessica giddily races to the blackboard before getting into an incredibly sexy pose. Perfect. Looks like the warmth really injected some motivation back into you, huh?
You gonna take the photo or continue ogling me?
Why not both at the same time? Surprisingly, she completely ignores your comments, or at least seemingly ignores. Looking straight down the lens, provocatively, you take the photo. Very nice. Let's do one while you're sitting on one of these chairs.
You got it. Will this one right here do?
Sure. I gotta say, you're insanely good at this.
That's because I have you taking the pics and not some creepy photographer. I don't have to worry about him wanting to fuck me.
Yeah, if you only knew. You snap another photo. As usual, perfect. Now what should we try next?
I think I'd like to try doing one spread out on the teacher's desk.
Sounds like a plan. Go ahead. Jumping off the chair, Jessica climbs onto the desk.
Huh, not quite as comfortable as that bed.
Just be careful, okay? I don't need you falling over the edge and breaking your arm.
Hey, what do you think about me doing one topless?
Topless?
I mean, like before. I'll lie down on the table with an arched back while covering my breasts. Sounds good?
If you're comfortable enough with it, go right ahead.
Okay, but could you turn around while I get into position?
Sure. You do as she asked and turn around. After a few seconds pass, you consider taking a quick peek. I'd love to, but I don't want to risk Jess freaking the fuck out if she notices me. A minute goes by.
Okay, you can turn around now.
Gotta be honest, you really look unbelievable. This would get just about any guy's heart racing.
Even yours? I'm kidding. Now, you gonna take the photo or what? The surface of this desk isn't particularly the comfiest to be lying on.
Raising your phone up to frame the shot, with Jessica laser focused on looking as alluring as possible. And she does look good in this pose. Neither one of you noticed the company that had just arrived.
What the hell is going on in here?
Oof.
Oh, shit.
Miss, this isn't what it looks like. What the fuck is she doing here this late?
How did you get in here? And what exactly are you doing?
Infuriated, Nicole shoots her gaze towards Jessica.
And you? What do you think? This is a porn set? Put some damn clothes on. Who even are you? This one here, I know. But you're definitely too old to be a student at this school. I'm...
Jess completely froze up. So much for being such a rebel. Still, who do I say Jess is? I swear nothing weird's going on. She's just my girlfriend.
Honestly, I don't care who she is. What you're doing is inappropriate, not to mention illegal. I'm sorry, we'll leave right now. Come on. You realize I'm supposed to call the police in a situation like this, right?
What, the police? Why?
You broke into the school, idiot. That's not something to laugh about. But I just picked the lock. It's not as if we damaged anything. That's beside the point. It's still illegal.
Please don't call the police. I'm begging you. Why the hell am I even so nervous about this? None of this will even matter when the day resets. Still, I can't help but feel anxious. What if somehow this time it doesn't?
You think begging will change what you did? Be serious.
I'll do anything. Just don't call the police. I'll never make it on the inside.
Fine. I won't call the police.
Really?
On one condition, though.
Well, what's that?
On the condition that you eat my pussy.
What?
What?
Yeah, that's not how this goes down. Although you probably don't want it to be so easy either, right? Right? Of course not. Everyone knows this just has to go a little more like this.
Fine. I won't call the police.
Really?
On one condition, though.
Anything.
I give you a call instead.
What? Why do you have to do that?
Because I can't just let this slide. There needs to be some kind of consequences to your actions, or there's no reason for you not to do it again.
But it's late. She's already in bed.
Given the circumstances, I'm sure she'll understand. Shit. I'm already on thin ice with her as it is. I can't let this happen.
Overcome with intense panic, Jessica, for whatever insane reason, lunges towards Nicole and tackles her to the ground. Thump! What the fuck did you just do?
I don't know. I just panicked.
Wait, why isn't she moving?
Huh? I don't know.
You don't think she's... Consumed with dread, Jessica feels Nicole's pulse with trembling hands.
Oh, thank God. She's fine. She must have just bumped her head and knocked herself out.
Knocked herself out? You fucking tackled her, Jess.
Shut up. I know I messed up. You don't have to remind me of it, asshole.
So what now? If she wasn't gonna call the cops before, you can bet your ass she's doing it now.
Just let me think.
Completely focused on the trouble you're in, Jessica didn't even realize her chest is out in the open. Or she did, but she has a lot bigger problems to care about now.
I think I have an idea, but it's kind of fucked up.
Well, what are you waiting for? Just spit it out.
If you're willing to, we could sort of stage something.
Keep talking. This is getting interesting, to be honest.
We can't know for sure, but she might be a little more hesitant to go to the police if we had some compromising pictures of her. Pictures that could potentially get her into a lot of trouble.
I'm not really following.
I'm saying we should stage a sex scene between you two.
Oh, damn.
God, you're thick.
A sex scene? How the hell would we do that?
Easy. Since she's knocked out, we could move her onto that desk, take off her clothes, and...
Oof.
You take off yours, too. Finally, once we set it up so it looks like you're screwing her, I take a picture of it.
I can't believe this is actually happening. I'll get to see Nicole naked in the flesh, and it was all Jess's idea. You really think it'll work?
What other options do we have? We need some leverage over her, and this might be the best one.
Okay, let's do it, I guess. Woohoo! Yeah, I don't know. Woohoo! My, unconscious teacher undressed. I mean, come on, guys. It is a game after all. These aren't even real people. But yeah, obviously, no, you don't want to try to do something like this. It's pretty hardcore. It's, you know, it's just the same as some of those silly softcore movies I've been checking out lately. Some of the old softcore writing. Yeah, they did crazy stuff like this, too. Together, you undress Nicole and lift her onto the table.
Good. That should do it. I only hope she doesn't wake up just yet. Okay, your turn now.
You want me to take off my clothes?
Yes, hurry up.
Aren't you going to be uncomfortable seeing my dick?
Normally I would, but we got much bigger problems right now than me being uncomfortable. Now strip.
Doing as she says, you quickly strip naked.
There. Stand between her legs as if you're fucking her while she's lying down.
Sure, it's incredible how unfazed Jess is about all of this. She hasn't even said anything about me already being hard. It's as if all her shyness disappears when under stress. Again, you do as Jessica instructs.
Perfect. Now, if I stand here so your dick is obstructed, no one can even tell you weren't actually having sex.
What about her face? Her eyes are closed, so she still looks like she's asleep.
People close their eyes when they fuck, so that's not a problem. As for the lifeless expression, it is you she's having sex with, after all, so it makes sense.
Hey!
Okay, just let me get into the camera app.
While Jessica looks down, fiddling with the phone, you're struck with an idea. I could slide my cock inside right now and neither Jess or Nicole would ever know I did it. Should I go for it, or would that be a little too messed up? To hell with it. Who knows if I'll ever get this chance again. With Jessica still looking away, you take the opportunity to quickly slide your cock into Nicole's pussy. Oh, wow. I know this is fucked up, but goddamn if it doesn't feel good.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. I wonder how she'd react if she knew what I'd just done. Or worse yet, I wonder how Nicole would react if she woke up right now.
Alright, just look like you're fucking her. If you can even imagine what that would be like.
Good one. Luckily, no imagining is required.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Got it. Now hurry up and get dressed before she wakes up and sees you standing over her naked.
And with my cock inside her. As fast as you can, you put your clothes back on and wait for Nicole to wake up. It's been like 15 minutes. How long does it normally take for someone to wake up from being unconscious?
How am I supposed to know?
Well, the way you tackled her to the ground earlier, I assumed you'd been in a similar situation before.
The only fights I've ever been in involve scratching and hair pulling. This is the first time I've ever knocked someone...
As she's talking, you notice movement coming from Nicole.
What happened? Here we go. Where are my clothes? Hey, over here.
Still slightly foggy, Nicole turns her head and sees you and Jessica.
You two? You did this?
Kinda, but it was an accident.
Why the hell am I naked? What did you do to me? Well, we had to. I suggest you get dressed and forget any of this ever happened. Why would I do that? Not only did you break into the school, you assaulted a teacher. Give me one reason why I shouldn't call the police right here and now. Because of this?
Jessica takes out the phone and shows Nicole the picture of you fucking her.
What the fuck is that? What does it look like? It's you having sexual intercourse with a student. You set me up. You left us no other choice. Now, if you don't want anyone to ever see this, you'll let us leave and pretend we were never here. I'll just tell the police how you faked it. Faked a picture of you having sex with a student at this time of night. Inside a classroom? I think they'd have a tough time buying that. You little bitch.
Sorry, but there was no other way.
If that's everything, I think we'll be heading on home. You won't get away with this. Somehow, some way, I'll get you.
God damn, this is intense. I'd almost be worried if I didn't know none of this will matter, probably.
I very much doubt that. Come on, let's get out of here.
With Nicole raging in her head looking like it was about to explode, you and Jessica leave the school and go home.
Holy shit. I still can't believe we actually made it out of that one.
Thanks to your quick thinking, I'm honestly impressed by how you handle yourself under pressure.
So was I.
And do the events of tonight make it into your top 10 crazy things list?
Yeah, I think they do. While I can't exactly say I enjoyed it, tonight was kind of thrilling.
That's a definite understatement. On at least two occasions, I think I almost peed myself, haha.
I didn't want to admit it, but the same goes for me. Anyway, that was more than enough excitement for a night.
Yeah, I agree. Also, let's not forget these awesome picks we still managed to get.
Oh, right. I did almost forget about that. Nice. Well, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, me too.
Good night.
Out of the blue, Jessica leans in and kisses you on the cheek. Night, Jess. Considering all the shit that happened tonight, it's a miracle that it ended with Jess being so happy. Huh, for the first time in a long time, I feel as if we sort of bonded today. If I'm being honest with myself, moments like this make me a little sad knowing none of it will matter tomorrow. Thinking about the day you and Jess had, you eventually go to bed. I'll never get used to this alarm. Alright. And with that, we're gonna be done for right now. Hope you guys enjoyed this little late version of Lust Academy. Not Lust Academy. That shows how tired I am. Lust Theory. And be on the lookout, you know, that there is a game called Sex Massage that you guys might want to check out. It released its final version, and apparently it's got, well, I've looked at the renders. The renders look awesome, and apparently it has a really good story, but I think it has some management, like, mini-games in it, because you have to, like, manage your sex massage business or whatever. So, it might be something you guys want to check out, and maybe I'll play it a little later. I do have a copy, but I'll probably play it just a little later. Maybe I'll have it for you next Tuesday, something like that. But if you can't wait, you're chomping at the bit, you can get it on Steam right now. So, you know, pick it up there. I didn't see it anywhere else. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out, and I'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Lust Theory. Stay tuned.